don't settle for confusion. Don't settle for 9 to 5, put some money in the bank, have a few nice friends, and that's all there is. Everything is urging you to go further than that. Now, most people are ignoring all the urging. If you're in this room at a meeting like this, you're the select few among the select few who are not ignoring it, who've made some kind of decision somewhere along the line to see what's possible and to take the risk. So it's to be well understood what you've bargained for, what you've already agreed to. You've already agreed, I will take the risk. You've already said yes to, if there's difficulties, if there's dangers, I'll do my best and face it. You may not feel that way. You may not see yourself as having struck a bargain of that type, but I guarantee you, you have. So you need to see yourself for real as much more courageous than you probably do. You need to see yourself as a much bigger adventurer than you probably do. You need to understand something about yourself that you probably or maybe haven't said enough to yourself. That you said yes to what the vast majority say no thanks to. And that's to be acknowledged. That's to be recognized. So that you're not selling yourself short, that you're not believing yourself to be small in the way that you're really big. So that you understand your own willingness. So that you're not fooling yourself in any way. That you're somehow not up to it, somehow not good enough, somehow not smart enough, somehow not able enough, that you don't have the right set of qualities, or you have too many problems, or there's too many things wrong in your life, or there's not enough support, or whatever the complaint or the perception might be. It's probably less true than you think, is what I'm really saying. You're probably not perceiving it for what it really is. You're interpreting good news more as bad news. You're not seeing yourself probably as much as you are. Because to have already said yes in any way to those possibilities sets you apart from the vast majority of the people in the world. That doesn't make you better than anybody else, but it does mean you're not exactly the same. You're not willing to settle for less. You're not put off by the possibility of risk, and you're not afraid, even though you might think you are, of adventure. It's nothing to go to the moon. It's nothing to sail in a sailboat around the world by yourself compared to the journey that people call the spiritual journey. Those things are nothing compared to that trip. Any fool can put on a suit, space suit, and let the government shoot you to the moon. The first one that went was a monkey. So it always amazes me to meet with people in any form, individually, in groups, and hear, listen to people and hear how people are constantly selling themselves short, constantly saying, well, but I don't know how to do that, or I'm not good enough with that, or I have some real issues about this, and it may be, but it doesn't mean much in comparison to I am one who is seeking the truth, or wants to know God, or am looking for reality for real. The other things